the 2-2. Overhand curve and crowded, and past the backhand of Perez and into right field. One runner comes in. They'll move up 90 feet as Dineen scores. An RBI single for Heidrick and has given Garden City the 3-2 lead. Brings it by his belt, the pitch, and rifled into left field and all the way to the wall. And this will bring in Buchanan from third into second with an RBI double. Perez, Trujillo has served up a run on the second extra base hit of the inning for Colby. It's now 5-3 game. And pitch line and over to the glove of the first baseman, Barrientos, down the right field line and rolling to the wall at the 3-10 mark. In the score with Perez from second, Carter coast in the second with an RBI double, and now 5-4 game. The 1-1 pitch. Line and in the right field. This one will skip for a hit. They're going to send in the runner here. It's a throw coming from right in Heidrick, but cut off right of the mound. Sliding in safely with a go-ahead Rod Nelson on a two-run single by Buchanan, and he's been arch-enemy number one for Garden City. It's a 6-5 lead for the Trojans. Left-handed batter starts off Tyler Tucker in the home half of the 7th, 8-6 Colby. And ripped on the pitch and into right center field, and that one will roll all the way, and it couldn't be cut off. Nelson had a trouble reaching out for it, throws back into the infield, but with a triple as Tucker. Great job by Tyler Tucker, and he has a 2-triple game. Tucker off third. Alvarez waits. The righty-righty matchup pitch and hit high into the air towards left field, shallow ground, and this will land in front of a charging in bin. Coming in from third is Tucker. He scores. Garden City doesn't waste that leadoff triple. They pulled within one, 8-7.